God purposely, don't miss this, God purposely uses very small, insignificant things to demonstrate much bigger and greater realities that magnify the work of His hand, that magnify His might, His power, His glory. We don't want to underestimate God and judge His work. To pull from another hymn writer, judge the Lord by feeble sense. Judge the Lord with just human wisdom and looking at judging matters by sight, not by faith. We don't want to look in the mirror and think, well, you know, I'm just not this. God can't use me because I lack this, that, or the other. I'm just not this or that. You know, I got this past failure. I'm weak here. I got these weaknesses. Listen, if the Lord can use a bunch of nobodies in His day to turn the world upside down, shouldn't that encourage us that He can use a bunch of nobodies here today as well? Wherever He calls us to, whatever station of life or sphere He places us in. So I want to close here just reading a list of broken, flawed people in the Bible that God used despite their flawed brokenness. I hope this is an encouragement to you. Noah had a drinking problem. Abraham was dishonest, too old. Sarah doubted God and mistreated her servant and was too old. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly. Joseph was an abused dreamer. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a long-haired womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young. David committed adultery and tried to cover it up with murder. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah preached while naked. Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. John Baptist ate bugs in question if Jesus was the Messiah. Peter denied Christ three times. The disciples fell asleep during prayer meeting. Thomas was a doubter. Martha was worried about everything. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. The Samaritan woman was divorced many times. Zacchaeus was too small. Paul was a self-righteous murderer. David had an ulcer, Timothy had an ulcer. And Lazarus was dead. And God used him. And all these that I just mentioned for His glory. And so, brother, sister, He can use you too.